From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Tuesday they seized the last remaining areas of Raqqa, Syria, from Islamic State militants and the American-led coalition fighting IS, said the city was on the verge of liberation. That's in addition to Iraqi forces taking over more oil fields near the city of Kirkuk. Robert Raffaelli has more.
The military said Kurdish fighters withdrew from the Bayhasan and Avana oil fields, leaving federal security forces to take over. Tuesday's developments followed a swift move by government forces Monday to capture the Kirkuk governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field.
Islamic State still controls areas around the eastern province and further south of the Euphrates River Valley. At least 52 people are dead, 200 more wounded in a terrorist attack on a police training center in eastern Afghanistan Tuesday. Officials say that the attack began when a suicide bomber detonated a car filled with explosives near the training center near Gardez, the capital of Paktia province. After the explosion, a group of gunmen stormed the center and engaged in a shootout with police. Thousands more Rohingya refugees have crossed the border from Myanmar to Bangladesh since late Sunday. The United Nations Refugee Agency has said Tuesday, bringing to 582,000 the number of Rohingya who have fled the country since August 25th. The Myanmar military has been accused of the widespread burning of Rohingya villages, rape, killings, looting, and the laying of landmines to prevent people returning to their homes. The violence follows deadly attacks carried out by Rohingya militants. This is VOA News. U.S. law enforcement officials announced Tuesday the indictments of two Chinese nationals and their North American associates charged with manufacturing and distributing fentanyl and other opioids in the United States, highlighting China's role as a global supplier of illicit opiate substances. U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein describing the investigation that eventually led to the second man's indictment.
The agents and prosecutors traced the source of those illegal drugs back to China. They found that they had gone through Oregon and Canada and had originated with a man named John Zhang in China. They learned that Zhang ran the organization that manufactured fentanyl in at least four different labs in China, and that he advertised and sold the fentanyl to U.S. customers over the Internet.
The indictments come amid a brewing scandal in the United States over the role President Donald Trump's nominee to the Drug Enforcement Agency played in passing legislation that undercut the agency's ability to target manufacturing of opioids. Spain's top court ruled that Catalonia's independence referendum is illegal, saying that the regional law backing it violated Spain's constitution.
Behind bars on Tuesday, the leaders of Catalonia's two main separatist groups, pending trial for sedition as Spain's worst political crisis in decades deepens. They're jailing Monday night, sparking protests and a government walkout on Tuesday. Catalonia is refusing to renounce its symbolic declaration of independence. Madrid has given Catalan leaders until Thursday to do so.
I això és el que nosaltres insistim i que és el que mateix que direm dijous. Dijous els direm, escolti, no direm res diferent que dilluns. Volen seure i parlem. Hi ha un clamor de parli vostès que poden. Nosaltres volem i podem. Altres no volen.
So it looks ever more likely that Spain will impose direct rule on the autonomous region. Also under investigation, Catalonia's police chief, accused of failing to order his force to impose a ban on the independence referendum last month.
No és de llibertat.
While the two pro-independence leaders are accused of helping to orchestrate protests, the Catalan government accusing Madrid of taking political prisoners, a reminder of life under dictator General Franco when Catalan culture was suppressed.
That's Lucy Fielder reporting. Aides to the last two U.S. presidents are sharply disputing claims by President Trump that they paid little attention to families of fallen U.S. military personnel. He made the statement Monday saying that if you look at President Obama and other presidents, most of them didn't make calls. A lot of them didn't make calls. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.